welcome back here to the Devil Radio Studios, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Jason Hafeman, your host here of Let's Get Local. Glad to have you with us on this Saturday. Beautiful Saturday out there. I know it's a little chillier, but the sun's out. Hardly any wind. It's a beautiful fall day for sure. And we bring in now Megan Stern of Dayton by Local to give us some DBL updates. Megan, thanks for making time for us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Okay, Megan, we know it's kind of fall season. We just talked with Colin about Kylie's gift cottage, shopping. People, it's getting on their minds. So Dayton by Local has some efforts and initiatives right now to help people remember to shop locally. So let's get into some of those things. What about the passport program? It's really ramping up right now and starts pretty soon.
Yeah, it's a big deal. We got a lot of participants this year, which is very exciting. It's a very, very simple concept. You can download a passport. You can go to a local business that's participating and pick up a passport. It just gives you a list of local businesses in that area that you can participate with and shop. Just gives like brings notice to who is participating in this area that's local. In doing so, you get rewarded by, if you spend $10 a week at one of those businesses, you forward the receipt back to Dayton by Local, and you get put in a potential prize of drawing that week. It's usually something with about $25 value or more. So that's kind of exciting. And it's people have a lot of fun participating with it because you can take a little passport around and check them off at the different stores you go to.
Yeah, what a great way to kind of encourage people to not just get out to some local shops and shop locally, but also that's awesome local content, right? And social content mm-hmm. for those businesses. So you as a customer, as an individual, you know, if you're heading there anyway, just grab a quick picture outside by the sign or with the owner or whatever, and you can help prop up those places you like to shop at.
Yeah, that's a really good example of how to support local businesses. I like that idea. And you can pick them up, the passports up. You can look online to find the places at dbylocal.com. in the passport section, but a lot of our chambers are participating. So this year we have DeForest Chamber of Commerce, Madison Black Chamber of Commerce, the Madison Central, the BID, the Business District Downtown, Mount Hope Chamber, Oregon Chamber, and the Wanakee Chamber. And then we also have the Riverside Planning Council. So those are all places, including stores that are on this, that you can pick up the actual passport at.
And with all those chambers too, Megan, and we talk about kind of just the county in general, so many different places and so many different communities, there's a lot of communities involved. Can you give people just an idea of all the different locations and communities they can kind of connect with in order to be a part of this program, the passport program?
Absolutely. So even if the chamber is not participating, we have local businesses that are participating in that area. So Verona, Mount Hope, we mentioned. Then there is Wanakee, Windsor, Sun Prairie is really pushing it. This is usually a big deal for Sun Prairie. They really enjoy kind of pampering and catering to their community and their local businesses. Holidays is a huge time for them, which also the added bonus of this program is there's 3 days. It runs from November 1st to December 19th. And there are 3 separate days where their bonus entries are able to have.
Ooh,
so on the 13th and the 14th of November, if you're in Mount Horb and you use one of their businesses, you get to double entry that day or that week for the prize. On Small Business Saturday, which is November 27th, if you spend some money forwarding your receipt to us, you get a double entry. And then lastly, like I was saying in Sun Prairie, they love their locals. They have a ladies night on December 2nd every year. And again, if you use it that day of November ladies night, you get a double entry towards the prize.
Very cool. I love those extra incentives. Who doesn't like having more opportunities to win, right? Everybody loves that.
Yeah.
Some other things happening here, again, just kind of on the theme of holiday shopping. Dayton by Local gift cards are available, easy to purchase at daytonbylocal.com, right? And you can use them at a number of places, which makes it really flexible in terms of getting a gift card.
Yeah, we had so much success last year. It was our first year doing the Dayton by Local gift card opportunity. And it was just a really good resource for a lot of people. We're looking at people who are coming into town to visit family who are like, I don't know what to get somebody. I'm not from the area. We have real estate agents that like to give them out as welcome home or your first home gift cards. It's a really good introduction for people to Dane by Local participating businesses. Currently, we have over 60 businesses that are part of that program. It costs nothing to the business and it costs nothing for us to set that up. It's just a really easy opportunity for people to buy a generalized gift card, but it supports only local businesses.
Like you said, what a great entry into the community. Let's say you've moved here buying a house or something and you aren't familiar with everything here. Well, what a great way to help people get introduced to some unique places to shop, dine, and just spend their money and participate and be a consumer right in our community. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Really is.
Okay, last thing before we go, Megan, the Bucky books, you can still purchase them as well from Dane by Local. And we're going to give a quick teaser. Soup's On's coming up soon, right? So give us a quick
absolutely
on that.
Yeah, that's next November. I think first it is. November 2nd is our first day of picking up soup. But that means next week is our first week of making orders. Wednesday through Saturday, you order your soup and you can pick it up on Tuesday. And it just, again, supports local restaurants. They're the ones that are participating in creating the soups. They do include vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options as well.
Fantastic. Megan, thanks for all the updates. That's Megan Stern of Dane by Local. You can find out whole bunch more about the passport program, Soups On, also the Dane by Local gift cards. Get your Bucky book there, all at danebylocal.com. Megan, thanks for your great work, and thanks for talking to us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
We will be back on the other side of the break. Again, head to danebylocal.com and connect with your local community this holiday season, today and every day. Be back in a bit.